The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. First of all, Women's Day wants to remind us that July 7th is World Chocolate Day. Very important date to keep in mind, right? If you're a chocoholic like me. Also from Woman's Day, true or nah? See whether popular notions are actually right. They say if you wear sunscreen, you won't get vitamin D via the sun. Well, that one's false. The UVB rays that get through sunscreen will be enough to help your body manufacture vitamin D, says Anthony Young, PhD, Professor Emeritus of Experimental Photobiology at St. John's Institute of Dermatology in London. This sunshine vitamin is crucial for bone health and plays a role in everything from immune system activity to muscle function. You can get it through food, too. Load up on rainbow trout, salmon, sardines, and eggs, and defortified cereal, orange juice, soy milk, oat milk, and cow's milk. Next, they say reapply sunscreen regularly regardless of its SPF. Well, that one's true. Yep, whether you use SPF 30 or SPF 100, you need to reapply at least every 2 hours. That's the case because SPF refers to how much of the sun's radiation the sunscreen filters out, not how long the product lasts. Over time, sun and moisture break down or wash off some of the protective chemicals. Set a phone reminder so you'll remember to reapply it. Then slather on about a shot glass's worth to ensure whole body coverage. And last, car windows block UV rays. Well, that's sort of true. Windshields are typically made of laminated glass, which blocks UVA and UVB rays. But side and rear windows usually block only UVB rays. They won't protect you from the UVA rays, which penetrate more deeply. In fact, a study in the Journal of the American Academy of Dermatology found that U.S. drivers were more likely to get skin cancer on the left side of their faces and bodies, the side most exposed to sun when driving. Or if you're always the passenger, like I am a lot, you would get it on the right side, where you're facing the right side window. So apply sunscreen even when you'll be spending lots of time in the car. I use it in my facial moisturizer. From First for Women, the best SPFs for your skin, backed by dermatologists, and they offer some four options here, or four things for me to read you. First, best for dry skin, a milky SPF. UV rays can sap moisture quickly, leaving your complexion feeling tight, flaky, and parched. That's why daily SPF is even more essential if your skin leans toward dry. And a milky sunscreen is your best bet. It goes on like a thin moisturizer and packs a hydrating punch, says New York City dermatologist Deborah Jalliman, MD. Plus, it often includes moisturizing all-stars like colloidal oatmeal and glycerin. The result? A light barrier that keeps skin supple, smooth, and sun-safe all day. Try First Aid Beauty Hydrating Sunscreen Milk with colloidal oatmeal, broad spectrum SPF 45. That's available on Amazon. I guess First Aid is the brand, maybe? First Aid Beauty Hydrating Sunscreen Milk. Yes. Best for oily skin, a gel SPF. Good news for oily complexions. Gel sunscreens offer serious sun protection without the greasy feel. These feather-light formulas sink into skin quickly, leaving no residue behind. Many are powered by dimethicone, a silky smooth silicone that sops up excess oil and blurs the look of enlarged pores, says Dr. Mraz. It also acts like a built-in primer, giving your makeup something to grip so it stays fresh even when temperatures rise. In short, it's your shine control and SPF all in one. It's the Vacation Crystal SPF 50 Invisible Face Gel You can get it at Alta or online at Alta.com, U-L-T-A.com. Best for sensitive skin would be a mineral SPF. If you have sensitive skin, sunscreen that sticks is an instant deal stings is an instant deal breaker. Mineral SPF may be your new BFF. These formulas are made with zinc oxide, which forms a physical barrier on skin's surface to shield it from UV rays. Since they aren't absorbed into the skin, they're less likely to cause irritation or an allergic reaction. The best part, today's sheer silky options won't leave a white cast behind. To go the extra mile for your skin, look for one infused with calming ingredients like allantoin and niacinamide. They soothe on contact and help strengthen the skin barrier over time. Try Cetaphil Sheer Mineral Sunscreen Face Drops SPF 50. You can get those at drugstores or Target. Cetaphil is the brand, C-E-T-A-P-H-I-L. And little tips here, smarter ways to SPF. First, apply just the right amount. Most people only apply about half the amount of sunscreen they actually need. Aim for a nickel-sized dollop for the face and about 3 tablespoons, the amount in a shot glass, for your body to ensure skin is protected. Next, nail your timing. It's tempting to swipe on SPF right before walking outside, but giving it time to settle makes all the difference. Applying sunscreen 15 minutes before sun exposure allows it to fully bind to your skin for an even protective barrier. And next, set it and don't forget it. Try setting a phone alarm as a friendly reminder to reapply SPF every 2 hours if you're outside, or use a UV detecting sticker. I never heard of this. Like Spot My UV, it's all in capitals, S-P-O-T-M-Y-U-V, available on Amazon, which changes color when it's time to reapply. Well, how about that, right? What'll they come up with next? From Good Housekeeping, our book picks. The Good Housekeeping Book Club brings you great reads all year long. Here are a few of our top choices from a variety of genres. There's 3 here. First, Immaculate Conception by Ling Ling Huang, H-U-A-N-G. This dizzying speculative novel tackles AI, art, and toxic female friendships in a whirl of ambition and jealousy. Enka envies fellow art student and best friend Matilda, an artistic genius held back by trauma. When a new procedure allows Enka to enter Matilda's mind, the boundaries between the two, and between right and wrong, increasingly blur as obsession interacts with art and technology. Next, Atmosphere by Taylor Jenkins Reid, R-E-I-D. The author of Daisy Jones and The Six and the Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo returns with a dramatic queer romance set in the 1980s. NASA has just begun accepting women, and Joan and Vanessa are determined to become astronauts. But between intense training, a deadly space accident, complicated families, and an undeniable attraction to each other, will they make it to the stars and safely back home again? And All That Life Can Afford by Emily Everett, E-V-E-R-E-T-T. Anna is an American in London, living paycheck to paycheck and dreaming of Jane Austen's heroines and their ascent into wealthy society. When a student she's tutoring invites her to ritzy Saint-Tropez, she's swept into a world of handsome men and glittering parties, caught in a web of increasing deception. What will it cost her to maintain her new image? And what happens when it comes crumbling down? From First for Women, Summer Vacation Hassles Solved, Outsmart Travel Health Bothers with these fast-acting remedies. First, enjoy a treat to curb car sickness. Often feel lightheaded and queasy on road trips? You can keep motion sickness at bay by enjoying an ice pop on the drive. That's the word from Turkish scientists who found that chilling the blood vessels inside your mouth can quickly calm the brain nerves that kickstart queasiness. And research suggests opting for an orange ice pop can boost the benefits since the sweet, tart citrus flavor calms the nausea center in the brain. Next, enjoy coffee this way to restore stamina. Vacations are fun, but they can also make you feel tired and groggy since you're out of your comfort zone and making a lot of on-the-spot decisions about routes, meals, activities, and more. Fortunately, just inhaling the familiar aroma of coffee, whether you drink it or not, can provide an instant energy boost. Thai researchers say aromatic compounds in the brew stimulate a series of nerves that make oxygen uptake, stamina, and alertness soar. S-O-A-R, soar, like flying. To soothe achy feet, give them a steamy soak. Spending hours exploring, standing in long lines at amusement parks, or shopping for soothies can leave you with swollen, tired feet by the day's end. For instant relief, slip your feet into the warmest water you can find comfortable for 20 minutes. A bathtub, bucket, or hot tub will do the trick. Chinese investigators explain that warming, aching feet can quickly relax tight, cramped muscles. Plus, water immersion boosts circulation to flush trapped fluids. Try a mini massage to halt a headache. If you get hit with a fun-sapping headache on your summer vacation, try massaging the muscles supporting your jaw and neck. Doing so boosts your pain threshold to make headache flares shorter and milder, say investigators in New Zealand. To do, starting at your temples, firmly massage down the sides of your face, then continue down the sides of your neck, from your ears to your shoulders. Next one, count your breaths to sleep deeply. A different bed, different smells, different sounds. It's no wonder we toss and turn on vacation. The good news, Stanford University researchers say, taking 6 breaths each minute by inhaling for a slow count of 5 and exhaling for a slow count of 5 can induce sleep as effectively as meditation can. The reason? Taking slow, relaxed breaths prompts the release of calming, sleep-inducing delta and theta brain waves. And sip smart to relieve constipation. It's not just you. At least 40% of us have trouble staying regular on vacation since we're away from our bathrooms and not following our usual routines. The simple remedy? Drink 4 ounces of prune juice or snack on 4 prunes in the evening. A Japanese study finds that this simple strategy can provide relief by morning, making the sweet snack as effective as prescription laxatives. That's because the fruit is nature's top source of the gentle natural bowel stimulator, sorbitol. From First for Women, the scent that revs sex drive. Inhaling the aroma of sage can lift libido and improve sexual function. A report in the Journal of Education and Health Promotion suggests women who were exposed to the scent of sage essential oil for 20 minutes twice daily saw upticks in sexual arousal, lubrication, orgasm, and satisfaction within 6 weeks. Previous research reveals aromatic compounds in sage stimulate the release of oxytocin, a hormone that boosts romantic bonding and supports a healthy sexual response. From First for Women, swipe smarter. Unlock freebies hiding in plain sight. From travel extras to free DoorDash, see what your credit card can do. Bonus perk, travel insurance. Planning a trip? Many credit cards cover trip delays, cancellations, and emergency medical treatments as long as you use the card to book the trip. For example, the Chase Sapphire Reserve card refunds up to $10,000 per person for a max of $20,000 per trip if you cancel for a covered reason, and it offers coverage for lost luggage, travel accidents, and rental cars. A bonus perk, food delivery memberships. If you order in a lot, consider cards like Capital One Saver and American Express Gold. They offer free DoorDash or Grubhub Plus memberships, which waive delivery fees on orders over $12 and offer reduced fees. Some cards even offer statement credit for these services, practically giving away free meals, says finance pro Leon Turkin. Another bonus perk, free money with cashback cards. Many cards offer a cash bonus if you spend a set amount in the first few months of opening the account, says finance expert Andrea Warrock. For example, the Chase Freedom card offers a $200 bonus when you spend $500 in the first 90 days. To compare cashback offers, visit cardrates.com, CardRates.com. Bonus perk, smartphone insurance. Simply charging a monthly smartphone bill to an eligible card like Bilt MasterCard or Wells Fargo Active Cash can help you snag deals on phone theft and damage insurance, up to $1,000 per claim. The best part, most deductibles range from $25 to $100. That's much less than the deductibles for carrier plans. And the last bonus perk, extended warranties. Before you buy that 75-inch TV, check your card's benefits. The issuer may offer added protection, says William Bergmark of CreditWise.com. Most cards automatically provide an additional year of a manufacturer's warranty on eligible purchases such as computers, appliances, and electronics. From Woman's Day, just breathe. It's good for your heart and your mind. Sounds simple, but breathing can make a difference in both your physical health and your mental health. Piles of research support this. Slow-paced breathing exercises can help lower your stress and anxiety so you feel better emotionally, and that can help you feel stronger physically. Consistently dealing with tension and negative emotions can mess with your sleep and digestion, as well as increase your risk for chronic diseases down the line. When you interrupt the stress and anxiety cycle by stopping to breathe, you're teaching yourself that you can handle whatever comes at you, setting you up for a calmer, healthier life. Even just heaving a giant sigh may help loosen you up and provide a mini mental reset. Aim to approach any breathing exercise with focus, paying attention to how your body feels as you inhale and exhale. Or try box breathing the next time you catch yourself. Here's box breathing. This technique, in which you may imagine drawing a box as you breathe, is called 4-4-4 breathing. Breathe in through your nose for a count of four, hold your breath for a count of four, exhale for a count of four, and pause for a count of four. So picture a box as you're doing this. Repeat until you feel centered. And from Real Simple, grilled onion patty melts. Active time and total time, 30 minutes. This is quick cooking, one pan, and serves four. We need 1 pound of 80% lean ground beef, 1 teaspoon kosher salt divided, 1 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper divided, 2 teaspoons of neutral oil, such as canola oil, 1 medium sweet onion, very thinly sliced, about 1 1/3 cups, 4 slices American cheese, 4 brioche hamburger buns, 1/4 cup dill pickle chips, 2 tablespoons unsalted butter divided, sweet potato fries for serving, and that part is optional. Shape the beef into 4 1-inch thick patties. Use your thumb to make an indentation in the center of each patty. Season with salt and pepper. Heat oil in a large cast iron skillet or griddle over medium high. Place 2 patties in the skillet. Place a third of a cup of onion next to each patty. Cook for 2 minutes, leaving onion undisturbed for the first minute and gently stirring during the second minute. Flip patties and place onion on top of the patties. Cook for 1 minute. Top onion with one slice of cheese. Cook until cheese is melted and burger has reached just under desired degree of doneness, about 2 minutes for medium rare and about 5 minutes for medium well. Transfer patties to a plate. Repeat with the remaining two patties, onion and cheese. Remove skillet from heat to let cool slightly. Place the bottom buns cut side down on a clean work surface. Top with patties, then pickles. Place top buns on the patties, cut side up. Return skillet to medium heat and add 1 tablespoon butter. Place 2 burgers in the skillet. Cook until golden brown, about 1 minute. Flip carefully and cook until golden brown on the other side. Remove from skillet. Repeat with remaining 1 tablespoon butter and 2 burgers. So you're kind of cooking them like a grilled cheese sandwich with the cut part outside. Love it. Then serve with sweet potato fries if desired. And they do look absolutely delicious. From Woman's Day, summer equals watermelon. And they've got some options here. First of all, a test kitchen tip. Don't ruin the cookout with a bland, mealy watermelon. Here's how to pick one that's sweet, juicy, and crisp. Choose a watermelon that's symmetrical in shape. Compare similarly sized melons and pick the heaviest one. It will have more of that sweet juice. Look for a yellow field patch on one end or wherever it was sitting. This indicates that the melon was sitting on the ground to ripen while attached to the vine. And check the stem. A dry brown stem, as opposed to a fresh green one, shows that the melon was left to ripen on the vine. So you want a dry brown one. And a couple of recipes. Watermelon margaritas. Active time and total time, 20 minutes, and this makes 4. We need 12 ounces of watermelon chunks, plus watermelon slices for serving. A half cup fresh lime juice, plus lime slices for serving. 3/4 of a cup Blanco tequila. 1/4 cup Cointreau. Coarse sea salt and finely grated lime zest for the glasses. In a blender, puree the watermelon and lime juice. Let the mixture settle, then strain into a pitcher. Stir in tequila and Cointreau. If desired, rub the rims of 4 glasses with a lime slice and dip in salt and lime zest to coat. Add ice and the margarita, then top with lime and watermelon slices if desired. And when they say watermelon slices, just a little wedge is what they're showing, because it fits in the glass. Watermelon ice pops, active in total time, again, 20 minutes, plus freeze time, and this serves 10. It makes 10 pops. One 3-pound seedless watermelon, rind removed, flesh cut into 1-inch pieces, about 5 cups worth total. 2 tablespoons fresh lime juice, 2 tablespoons sugar, 10 ice pop molds, 10 wooden sticks. In a blender, puree melon, lime juice, and sugar until completely smooth. Divide the mixture among your ice pop molds. Insert sticks per package directions and freeze overnight. Well, even I can manage that one. Feta watermelon stacks. Cut 1 small seedless watermelon into 1-inch cubes and 1 pound of feta cheese into 1-inch squares, each about 1/4 inch thick. You should have about 40 pieces of each. Then stack the watermelon and feta so that you've got a big square of watermelon with a smaller square there of feta cheese on top. Then top each with a basil leaf and secure with toothpicks. Transfer to a platter, drizzle with 3 tablespoons olive oil, and sprinkle with 1/4 teaspoon each kosher salt and pepper. And this serves 10, so about 4 of these little appetizer snacks each. Watermelon arugula salad. This one's from Woman's Day. This is a hearty side you'll want to bring to every barbecue. And hey, 4th of July's coming. In a large bowl, whisk 2 tablespoons each olive oil and red wine vinegar, and a 1/4 teaspoon salt. Add 3 cups each cubed seedless watermelon, sliced peaches, and baby arugula, a 1/2 cup packed basil leaves, and a 1/4 cup toasted hazelnuts chopped. And this makes 4 nice size salads. Also from Woman's Day, bring the party. Fresh keg. Show up with a watermelon, a bottle of rum, and a spigot, although you can do a pitcher instead. Then set up the keg. Take a thin slice off the bottom of the watermelon, cut off the top, scoop the melon out, carve a hole, and attach the spigot. Then, with the watermelon you cut out, you make a melon rum punch. 6 cups of watermelon, pureed, 1 cup lemon sorbet, 2 tablespoons lemon juice, 1 cup of light rum, and a pinch of salt. Strain and pour into the keg or a pitcher and serve over ice. From Magnolia, they've got some fresh takes on salsa. We've got a watermelon and mango. 15 minutes it takes and makes 5 cups of watermelon and mango salsa. We need 2 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, 2 teaspoons honey, 1/2 teaspoon chili powder, a pinch of cayenne pepper, 2 cups finely chopped seedless watermelon, 2 cups finely chopped fresh mango, 1/2 cup thinly sliced green onions, 1/2 cup finely chopped cucumber, 1 tablespoon chopped fresh oregano. Whisk together lemon juice, honey, chili powder, and cayenne pepper in a medium bowl. Add the remaining ingredients and toss to coat. Top with more fresh oregano. And cucumber salsa. 10 minutes it takes and makes 3 cups. We need 1 English cucumber, finely chopped, about 2 1/2 cups. 1/2 cup thinly sliced green onions, 1/4 cup chopped fresh cilantro, 2 tablespoons chopped fresh flat leaf parsley, 2 tablespoons fresh lime juice, 1 red or green jalapeno chili, seeded and finely chopped, 1 tablespoon olive oil, 2 cloves garlic minced, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, and 1/4 teaspoon ground cumin. Combine all those ingredients in a medium bowl and top with more sliced jalapenos. And we've about run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired, but anybody can listen. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast on our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's our all-purpose number, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Hope you catch me next week.